Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main, where the dynamic Western Showdown occurs every day. It's the difference between a corporate drugstore with their long lines and beeping scanners and people being asked to take a number and stand in line, or get into line to talk to the pharmacist, versus the personal friendly service that you get at the Wellness Park Pharmacy or the Community Medical Pharmacy in the Falls. Smiling faces, people waiting to serve you, no long lines to buck. And when you come in, you'd know your prescription's ready. And better than that, if you can't come in, they'll even deliver it right to your door. It's a difference you have to experience to appreciate. And you'll only find that hometown difference at your hometown pharmacies. Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Topping Tuesday's local news from our tip line, word comes that authorities are looking into a reported robbery that occurred at 18th and Pierce Avenue. Authorities tell us that a victim was riding a mini bike and was approached by a person who knocked them off the bike, then began to kick and punch him until the victim was beaten unconscious. That bike rider was reportedly seriously injured and taken to ECMC for treatment. So far, no details on the attack have been released by city police. Unofficial authorities tell us police are looking into the incident and a condition on the victim was not immediately available. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. When you call Chris Moore, you get affordable and reliable appliance repair with Chris Moore's 45 years experience. But the best part of his service, after all this time fixing appliances, he only charges $35 plus parts and labor. Now, we know you can't predict when an appliance is going to break down, so you don't know when you'll need Chris Moore. But when you do, you'll want his number handy. So put it in your cell phone now. It's 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other news, authorities tell us that a person was covered in bear repellent following an incident that occurred at the Dollar Tree on Portage Road. Police said two men were attempting to purchase some merchandise, but were apparently 25 cents short at the register. They asked the clerk if she'd let them slide, and when she said she couldn't, one of the men reportedly ran out to his car, came back with some bear spray, sprayed it in the doorway of the store, and also on the clerk. Authorities said the man wielding the spray was identified as Demorian Riley of LaSalle Avenue. He was charged with third-degree assault and with the unlawful possession of a noxious substance. Riley was released on an appearance ticket and is scheduled to return next month in city court to answer to those charges. A man who drove his vehicle into a parked car was arrested by city police yesterday and charged with aggravated driving while intoxicated, failing to keep right, and with an unsafe lane change. He reportedly told police he was attempting to answer a phone call and looked up to find a vehicle coming right at him. He said he then swerved his car to get out of the way, but slammed into the parked vehicle. When police talked to him, they said he appeared intoxicated, and he was issued a number of field sobriety tests on the scene, which authorities said he failed. Police identified him as Donnell Shipp of 9th Street, whose car was towed by police, and he was released on appearance tickets. Police said Shipp originally told them he was coming from the bar, but later changed his story and said, from a friend's house. A longtime neighbor dispute erupted again, with the neighbors arguing where they should park their cars on Ferry Avenue, when one of the men arguing, who was reportedly there to do some work, became real upset, ran in the house, slammed the door, and broke it. Then he allegedly came back out, this time threatening the other man with a large knife. Police were notified and ended up charging the suspect, Andrew Seawright of Ferry Avenue, with menacing in the case. No injuries were reported in connection with the incident, and police say they have video of that threat being made. And, of course, as prescribed by the state, Seawright was released on an appearance ticket and will now get a chance to face a judge on the charge next month in city court. There were a number of accidents reported to Niagara Radio today. On Tuesday afternoon, a vehicle slammed into a building at 1 Park Avenue in Lockport. Lockport police and the fire department responded there and reported unknown injuries. Just after noon on Tuesday, a collision was reported on Niagara Falls Boulevard at 82nd Street. City first responders say one of the vehicles had reportedly pulled into the path of the other, causing the collision. Both drivers involved were said to be injured, but not seriously, and both were taken to the medical center for treatment. Around 9:30 on Monday morning, a vehicle accident was reported in the 5700 block of South Transit Road. Deputies and volunteers from the South Lockport Volunteer Fire Company reported and listed possible injuries at that crash. And around 8:30 on Monday morning, a vehicle mishap occurred on the Akron Road when a van veered off the pavement. Wolcottsville and Rapids volunteers responded there and reported unknown injuries. On the Chestnut Road at Keck, a two-vehicle pileup was reported on Monday. Volunteers from Terry's Corners responded. And on Monday night, a one-vehicle rollover was reported on the Cambria-Wilson Road. Unknown injuries there, with deputies and volunteers from the Wilson Fire Company assisting at that scene. And if you're looking to get in touch with your health, here's a date you might want to reserve. It's Wednesday, June 3rd, when the Niagara County Health Department will hold a free community health fair at 55 Stevens Street in Lockport. Authorities say this will be a fun outdoor event that will give you and your family a chance to connect with local health resources, learn about programs and services that are available, meet the public health professionals and community partners, take part in free health screenings and information, and to get yourself some free giveaways and prizes that will be offered. It's a fun day to keep you healthy, and it runs from 3 until 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 3rd at 55 Stevens Street in Lockport, sponsored by the Niagara County Health Department. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So contact our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, when you golf on the pro simulators that the pros use at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, parking for golfers is always free. News updates every hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net and local news on demand available for your convenience on Facebook when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in their search bar. It's real local news, fair, and free. And here on the Real Niagara Radio, I'm Sal Panessa.